On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori. That's right, a whole week has gone by. Oh, and what happened in this past week, you say? Oh, everybody knows. Everybody around the world knows. The United States of America has a new president. President Trump. I can't even... Every time I say that, it just... My brain rejects it. It's like a comedy bit or something. Hey, speaking of comedy... I heard, or I read, and you know, things you read online, who even knows anymore? Alternative facts, post-truth, I don't know. But maybe, just maybe, Saturday Night Live is going to do an entire episode with Alec Baldwin, as you know who. Oh, that sounds so funny. And then Trump will probably kick them off the air, or some nonsense, because... You kind of see how he's trying to dismantle the Constitution here and there. A little chip away, chip away. We'll see. And there's been some talk right along, I think even before the election, but definitely since the election, that really the GOP wants Mike Pence to just take over. They're just waiting it out. And unless you haven't been paying attention, you know darn well, Donald Trump's not going to make it 4 years. Come on, in what reality? Seriously, jokes aside, I don't even think 2 years. So his conflict of interest, his this, his that. So I'm probably going to do a whole show on Donald Trump, sounds like, right? I don't know. There's so much material here, and it's only been a week. My goodness, sakes alive. Donald Trump, the inauguration... There's some new hashtag floating around, gone viral video, Free Melania. Hashtag Free Melania. And she looks very oppressed if you see her smile fade and turn into distress even during the inauguration after Donald Trump turns around to speak to her. Okay, this is my take on it, and I'm probably right. And if you watch it again and listen, I think you're going to agree. I don't know how you can disagree, really. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy notions about abuse. How about this? How about if you listen to what is being said by that preacher man right then? He is talking about God, about rain, stopped God, blah, 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 blah. I say Donald Trump turned around to Melania and made an inappropriate God joke. Okay, that's got to be it. And Melania is probably somewhat religious, and she's a little offended. I mean, really, watch it again if you must, but I am telling you, it was so brief. What do you really think he said? It had to be in reference to what was being said. That's the only time it would have made any sense. Yeah, I'll show God who's boss. I mean, just think about what he might have said that would have offended Melania religiously. I don't think it's, I'm going to blow us all up. Ha ha, wait and see. No. Because then he's blowing himself up and his family. And it's not anything detrimental. It's just a God joke. And it's probably, again, very inappropriate. And it bears repeating that the only people logically that should have even voted for Trump are rich white people. The end. And unless you were... then you're in some trouble. You're in some big trouble, and you're going to find out. Just because you didn't like Hillary, or you hated her, or whatever your stupid reasoning was. Okay, just hang on. Hang on for the ride. And I am hearing a little bit about the metaphor that you shouldn't cheer for Trump's failure, because that is akin to cheering for a pilot in a plane you're riding in to go down? Okay, I've been thinking about that. And here's Tori's view on that, okay? Yeah, so you're on the plane and the pilot is taking you to Guantanamo. Or let's say he's taking you to North Korea. All right, what are your options here when that plane lands? maybe you should do a let's roll and bring it down. I don't know. But it's probably going down. So, I don't know. Okay, change of pace. I think I've made this joke before. I know I have. But, you know, it's just so funny because I watch it happen with these people that walk dogs. It's all over the place. People walk dogs. You know it. You might even do it. I know you do it. You're doing it. I'm not doing it. I used to do it. But I didn't even used to do this because I lived in a place where it didn't matter where my dog crapped because it was my own yard or woods or whatever. However, in most of the world or other parts of the country, people follow their dogs with a little plastic bag. And after the dog poops, they have to pick it up, sort of like an inside-out motion, and then put it in the bag, grab onto that crap. And I made the joke, which I heard from someone else. I can't even take credit, but I like to tell the joke, is that if another alien world were watching us, watching that happen, they would think the dogs were in charge because we follow them along and pick up their crap right after they do it. So that's kind of amusing. Tell you what, though, I was outside a federal building last week. Let's call it a post office. And boy, did it stink like dog pee all outside. So, I mean, people are actually ignorant enough to let their dog pee on the front walk of a post office. It's so gross. I mean, is that what the South is about? Maybe it's up north, too. I just didn't notice it because the heat really bakes in the urine stench and the acid, and you can just smell it. So I think that's, I don't know if I agree with that. I probably don't. I mean, why are you walking your dog right there anyway? Walk him somewhere else. Don't walk him right up to the door and let him pee. Wrong. But getting back to the Donald Trump inauguration, Melania, free Melania thing, just for a second, that expression, no matter what the reason, even though I think it was, again, a God joke that she didn't like, even if that's what it was, or if it's worse or nothing, that expression tells a lot. It really does. It says a lot. There's some unhappiness there for whatever the reason. She couldn't even keep it together with cameras on her that she knew about during a historical moment. So there's trouble in paradise. There's something going on there. And again, I've said it before. I'm going to say this every week if necessary. Donald Trump did not expect to win the presidency. Melania did not even want him to win. He probably assured her that it's just not going to happen. This is my gateway to my establishing my own network, Trump Network, and it'll boost ratings. And he can try with his funny lawsuits about the, quote, rigged election. That's all that was ever supposed to happen. But Hillary's campaign really dropped the ball. They didn't understand the dissent here going on in America, apparently. So the impossible happened. Now, Melania doesn't want to be first lady. She doesn't want to uproot to Washington. She had a perfectly happy socialite life, marrying into money, and so forth. This really is a game changer. So you're going to see more of this unhappiness because, again, he told her this wouldn't happen. I'm quite sure. I mean, you must be too at this point. Seeing his face when he won that night on stage, pure shock. No one expected this. And again, that's why it won't compute in our brains, because there's been a glitch in the matrix. This is the parallel universe. This is a weird stream we're in. And we got to ride it out. But it'll definitely be interesting, and it will give Ron and I many things to talk about each week. I will not be on the show this Friday, as I have not been the last two Fridays, but February, I will be back and doing what we do, and on ECAT, which is EastonCat.org, which is the video. You can watch some old shows, meanwhile, of funny stuff, and I'll be back doing that. But meanwhile, Tori is a bit of a snowbird, eh? Wintering in the South. The land of milk and honey and accents and pickup trucks. Now, you people who listen to the podcast know darn well I do a spot on southern accent, and here it comes again. I can just do it. Well, let me tell you something about that. I put a video on the Facebook of me doing a video, yeah, I said that, with my accent, the same one right here, and everyone was blown away. So you know what that tells me. They ain't listening to this show, because I do it all the time. I've been doing it for 2 years with Ron and everything else, and my Russian accents and my British accents and all them things, languages. That's fine. You don't want to listen, but I find it just amazing how everyone was so surprised by my little old video on Fartbook. Okay, so how about some random thoughts? Here's a random thought. As I'm walking along, I see a dog turd on the ground where earlier, remember I said people were supposed to be scooping them up? Well, this one was not scooped, and it was like a big old dried up one. Looked almost human. Blech. Anyway, so I remarked as one of the maintenance people was approaching, these two women, and they're from, you know, the South. So I said, this big old turd on the walk back there. And they looked at me like they didn't understand. And they said, oh, what is that? What do you mean? I said, you know, a dog turd. They said, oh, I thought you said turtle. That would have been kind of neat. Yeah, we all laughed and they went on their way and no one ever picked up the turtle. So, yeah, that's funny how they don't really use the word turd here. I like that. And that is your random thought of the day. It's time for a new segment. This is called Tori's Pet Peeves. Yes, my pet peeves. Things that bother me. Oh, there's probably thousands, but let's just narrow it down to maybe one per episode. I may get carried away, but let's just see how this goes first. I don't even know if I'm crazy about that theme song. I might have to have Ron work on a theme music for Tori's Pet Peeves, and we will see. Started thinking. Here's one. I just started smelling someone's laundry. Do you ever do that when you're out, usually on a Sunday, out in the neighborhood walking or something, and you know, everyone's doing his laundry. The street smell of Downy. Yeah, they do. Tide, whatever that smell is of the detergent, okay? It's all florally and perfumey or something. And it's very specific. It's a very specific smell. Yeah, well, when you get it on your clothes and you get near someone, sometimes it just really reeks. And sometimes I can almost not control myself from saying something. Like, oh, I guess you've been using some fabric softener, huh? I don't know. It's probably rude. Maybe I should just shut up. But I just, you know what? If you're doing it, stop it. Just stop it. Stop it should be part of my pet peeve arrangement here. Because I don't like the smell. And probably no one else likes the smell. They have something called unscented detergent. You could either use that, or this is what I do. I use unscented detergent, and then I buy the scented detergent and just use a thimbleful to add to it so that it has a tiny bit of scent, okay? You don't need to be overpowering. I get that you don't want your clothes to smell like a BO. No one enjoys that, okay? However, it's almost just as bad to have a perfume odor about you. And like, also when you go into movie theaters, I've talked about this also, don't wear cologne. Stop it. You're in a small area, relatively, compared to the globe, indoors. And you might be sitting near someone that smells like that. And boy, is it inconsiderate. You know, I almost think it's inconsiderate to wear any fragrance at all, ever. But I won't go that far. Because it is an accepted custom and some fragrances I really like. But laundry detergent isn't one of them. So, anyway, that is, for now, one of my pet peeves. Da, 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 da. What is up
with all these car selfies. I don't know, but I see them all over Facebook. Okay, yeah. That is not really one of my pet peeves, because you know what? I think I made one. I think a couple of years ago I actually had one. But if you really look, it's a thing. And it's mostly with Hispanics. Not judging, just observing. So I made a video. I made a music video with Lowrider and Hispanic selfies in cars. I'll give you a link to it at some point anyway. It's been on Vimeo. It's on Vimeo. If you care to look up, I believe I called it Latino Car Selfies. Yeah, so it's there. I might put it on YouTube. I don't know. I think it's fascinating. I have over 800 separate Latino car selfies on the video, which is 6.5 minutes long. Okay. I wanted each one to be half a second. So each picture is a half a second. So therefore, you need over 800 to get a 6-minute video. Check it out. As good as Lowrider is, and I love Lowrider. I love that song. My favorite war song has got to be this one. Can you guess what it is? What is it?
Cisco Kid
was a friend of mine. Yeah, that's Cisco Kid. You know it was. You just had to hear the words. But you know, that is my favorite war song. There's a lot of them. This, you know, spill the wine, da da da. But you know what? Cisco Kid is my favorite. Also, The World is a Ghetto is very good. And Why Can't We Be Friends? Why can't... That's good. But you know what? Cisco Kid got to be number one. Yeah, that's some of my other songs. It is Black Jew Lewis, Booty City. That sounds like it's probably from the late 60s, right? Maybe early 70s. I don't know. This could be the musical episode. Tori's musical episode. Guess what song that is? I stopped it. Can you name that song? Oh, you know what it is. KC and the Sunshine Band. That's another one of the songs I like. Maybe this could be some of Tori's favorite songs. Not my all-time favorite songs, but some of the songs I keep on my computer to listen to when the mood strikes. Yeah, that is Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth, blah, 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 blah. Primitive Radio Gods, yeah. It's not a real well-known song. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I know it. You might not know it.
I want to thank you and spank you upon your silver skin. Robots don't care where I've been.
Yep, Red Hot Chili Peppers, one of their newer songs. Go Robot, very interesting video, if you've seen it.
Just wanna stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes.
Yep, that's 21 Pilots. That song's called Ride. Love 21 Pilots. Yes, I'm probably too old, but I do. That was XTC. Not ecstasy, but X, X-ray, T, Tango, C, Charlie. XTC. Since it's working overtime, that was from the 80s. As if it wasn't clear enough. Yes, that's also on my hard drive.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that is Robin Schultz with Sugar, featuring Francesca Yates, who looks like a young girl, sort of, kind of. He has this really cool, like, hair.
Doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
Hey, that is the Chainsmokers, Closer. And that song's been so played out, but you know what? I kind of like it. It makes me want to be in a relationship or something. It's so romantic. Oh, if only they could stay, like, good. You ever think about that? If relationships could just stay really good, that would be awesome. But they never, ever do. This is the problems. This is always with the problems. So, but this song gives me hope and makes me feel happy. And there's somebody out there for me. Probably. There's been many people for me. Maybe there'll be many more. Maybe one more. Maybe just one more. Just goes on and on. You know what this is from? You'll only know if you watch it. And you gotta watch it all the time, or you really just won't get it. Listen. Okay, here's a hint. It's on Sunday nights. It's on 10 o'clock. It gives you trivia, 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 trivia. You have to guess the answer. Yes, it's The Talking Dead. And I don't mean The Walking Dead. I mean The Talking Dead. It's their little theme song. And it's not copyrighted. So I can play it. And that's going to wrap it up for the musical portion of the episode. So what have we had? We've had a musical episode portion. We've had a segment of Tori's pet peeves. I don't know, it's been a good episode. And we're not done yet. Oh yeah, who could turn that world on? That's kind of sad news, wasn't it? Yep, Mary Tyler Moore died. You know, she was 80. It's not a bad age. She did a lot of good things, and I liked the Mary Tyler Moore show. I liked the Dick Van Dyke show. I just watched one of her movies, Ordinary People, last month. So, yep, that was a sad one, but, we'll miss her. You know, I actually remember as she got older, she married this really younger man. I mean, I haven't read up anything on her lately about that, but I think he was some kind of maybe a plastic surgeon, doctor of some type. I don't know, heart surgeon, something like a doctor, but somebody much younger than her, so good for her. But yeah, so seems to be the first real celebrity death of 2017. We know that 2016 brought a lot of those, so not a good year. So to lose Mary Tyler Moore right off the bat in January, it's kind of sad, but hey, sign of the times, things to come. It's not probably going to be that great a year anyway, judging by the news every day. In other news, Facebook, I read, is tweaking its algorithms to better reflect real news and not fake news. As you know, before the election, many fake news stories were all over the Facebook feed, as people who plant them there make a lot of money to put these stories out per click. They're making a lot of money. And there's a funny thing about algorithms in Facebook. Do you ever notice how sometimes it shows friends suggested to you? Well, these people might be actually clicking on your profile. Yes, that's right. The algorithms on Facebook are an interesting thing. Should you continually visit the same person's profile over and over, they're going to get your name in their friend suggestions. Like, do you know this person? So be careful if you are stalking someone down. All of a sudden, your name will appear. I recall using this myself at someone I wanted to know I was around. I would visit her or his profile over and over every day until my profile popped up on their newsfeed as a person you may know. So you see, it actually does work. That person then noticed I did have a profile and noticed certain pictures on my profile without any help at all. So you see, that's a little trick. It's one of those little life hacks I will share with you. Facebook algorithms. Google it yourself if you like. And on that note, I think I will wrap up another week of Tori and see what happens next week, will we? What will the weather be like? Do I ever talk about the weather? Yes. And will I keep talking about it? Yes. Just briefly, just to let you know, I see it. It's there. That's what it's like here. I don't know what it's like where you are. And I really don't care, so please don't tell me. I have way better things to talk about. So until next time, people, peace. Daddy gone, love is gone, gone, daddy gone. Dress, 15 smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. But where she is now, I can only guess. 'Cause it's gone, daddy gone.